Hello.
Hello, sir. Am I speaking with Anthony?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you so much. Let's move on. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes, sir?
Yes, I am. I have a quick question. Okay. How long, roughly, do you think this will take?
About 10 minutes, sir. And depending on how fast we move.
That's good. Yes, no problem.
Sure. Okay. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely. Will.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
54.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what? I'm sorry?
What is your race, your heritage?
Oh, white.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Would that be very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you, sir. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means you feel neither warm nor cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, say so, please. What's your opinion of the U.S. Department of Education?
50.
50, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how do you feel about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
5.
5, okay. How do you feel about the woke culture or wokeism?
That's a good one. I'm 50.
50, okay. How do you feel about public schools?
80.
80, thank you, sir. How do you feel about the National Education Association? Or NEA?
I don't have a feeling. I don't really know.
Don't know, have no opinion or never heard
of them? I know what they are. I know what they are. I don't have an opinion.
Very well, no opinion. Sure. If you have no opinion, just let me know. We enter that code. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
50.
50, thank you. How do you feel about charter schools?
25,
okay. And how do you feel about, this is an organization, Moms for Liberty. How do you feel about them, if you are familiar with them, that is?
No opinion, I'm not familiar.
No opinion, okay. And how do you feel about public school teachers?
90.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Public.
Public, and they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. How well do public schools prepare the students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Yeah, yeah, 0 to 10. I would say 7.
A 7, very well. And how well do public school prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
8.
How well do public school prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
8.
How well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
Probably 6.
6, all right. How well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate in an increasingly diverse world?
I have no idea. Unknown.
Don't know? Okay.
Don't know.
How well do public school prepare students to develop social skills?
8.
8. Very well. Let's move on. Let's see where we are. Almost there, sir. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
Just enough. Just the right amount.
The right amount? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
Yes.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I have not.
No? Very well. No. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
A little. Very little.
Little? Very well. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
Would you strongly agree or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, I somewhat agree. Very well.
Yes, yes.
Okay, let me change that because I punched strongly by mistake. Okay, let me change. Okay.
No problem.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all.
A little.
Little, thank you, sir. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement, a statement says, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States, because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Next, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I agree, but not strongly.
Agree somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Very well. And one more. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Let's move on. Almost there. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of the public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay. Next idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Veto curriculum.
Yes.
As a vote and meaning.
Giving the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools. Would you support that or oppose it?
Meaning a school has the ability to veto or a parent?
No, the parents. Giving the parents the power to veto.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, very well. Next idea is increasing discipline in schools. Agree or support it or oppose it?
Support strongly.
Strongly support. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Support or oppose that idea?
Could you repeat that again?
Yes, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat support? Okay.
Somewhat support, yes.
Yes,
sorry,
sir.
Support.
That's all right. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. Let's move on. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. The new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Support.
Strong support, sir, or somewhat?
Strong support.
Strong support, very well. We have three arguments here. After that, we'll be wrapping things up. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
10, very well. Let's go to the next one. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement, sir? 0 to 10.
Seven.
Seven, very well. Thank you. Last argument here. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement?
Eight.
Eight, very well. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit now, so last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm postgraduate.
Postgraduate, thank you, sir. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
It's changing.
Okay. Sign of the time.
Probably something
okay.
else. Yeah.
Other? Okay, well, so you don't call yourself independent.
Something else.
No,
I don't really call myself independent. I don't know the...
Okay, I will enter you as other then. No specific, just other.
That's fine.
Would that be okay?
Yeah that's fine.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? Okay. And I thought you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Last 10 years?
Yes.
Yes.
You did. Okay, very well.
Yes.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Thank you, sir. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, sir, or to someone in your household?
No.
No. And one more. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you
yes.
or to someone in your household?
Yes.
To you
yes.
personally?
No.
Someone in your household. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And the last question. How would you describe the area where you live? Is an urban, suburban, or rural area?
Rural.
Rural. Thank you so much, sir, for your kindness. And this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.